Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Guardian about the potential impact of AI on human intelligence. Buckle up, folks. This is a big one.
I'm all ears. This AI thing is everywhere, but are we really getting dumber because of it? That's a pretty scary thought.
The article starts with a thought experiment comparing a student in 1941 taking an exam with just pen and paper to someone today using AI tools for instant answers. It makes you think, doesn't it? We're so used to offloading our thinking, that we might not even realize what we're losing.
So, like, using GPS all the time has made us terrible at navigating on our own. Is AI doing the same thing to our brains, just on a larger scale?
Exactly. The article cites Robert Sternberg, a psychologist at Cornell, who argues that AI has already compromised human intelligence. He doesn't mince words, and he's not alone. Studies on the Flynn effect, you know, the rise in IQ scores over generations, show that the trend is slowing down, maybe even reversing.
Whoa. But is AI really the only culprit here? I mean, lots of things affect intelligence, right?
Right. The article acknowledges that things like nutrition, education, even pollution play a role. But it focuses on the very real concern of cognitive offloading. That is, relying on AI so much that specific cognitive skills, like memory, start to decline. There's research backing this up, you know? Studies show that using AI for memory tasks can actually weaken our own memory.
Got it. So we're not just losing facts, we're losing the ability to remember facts.
And something even more fundamental, critical thinking. Why bother analyzing something when ChatGPT can do it for you? Studies show a link between frequent AI use and lower critical thinking skills, especially in younger people.
Yikes. That's pretty bad. And what about creativity? Is that taking a hit too?
The article suggests AI can help individuals be more creative, but overall, it could lead to less diverse ideas across the population. It's kind of, a paradox, right? Less eureka moments, because we're all relying on the same AI-generated insights.
That makes sense. And this whole thing about AI-generated disinformation being more persuasive, that's terrifying. We need critical thinking now more than ever.
Absolutely. The article even touches on the potential for manipulation. Imagine a billionaire training their own AI to push a specific political agenda. Scary stuff.
So what's the solution? Do we just ban AI? Go back to pen and paper?
The article suggests we need to be more mindful of how we use AI, not just that we use it. We need to train humans to be more human again, focusing on critical thinking, intuition, those uniquely human skills. And it has to start in schools.
I see. Interesting. You know, it's like we've created these amazing tools, but we haven't figured out how to use them responsibly yet.
Precisely. And if we don't figure it out soon, well, the article warns we risk not only making ourselves redundant, but our cognitive abilities too. Thanks for joining this discussion today. Folks, catch you next time.
Goodbye.